This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
What's up, man? It's the Shaq episode. Since we're talking Lakers to start, right? Episode 34. Mm-hmm. And where do we begin? What did I say? I thought we'd go on maybe a six wins in a row, because it's against horrible teams.
It looked really good there for a while.
I saw at one point 70-44, so I was like, oh, dude, this is, hey, maybe I'll go watch the Netflix show. Maybe take a walk, you know?
Game over,
right?
And then take a walk. I'll turn my updates off.
Exactly. And you check back third quarter where we're trailing. I'm like, what is going on here?
Yeah,
I thought so. I mean, losses like this are going to happen in the NBA, but they took their foot off the gas. That's what they did.
They definitely took their foot off the gas, and I'm telling you right now, man. I'm going to stop saying it. This is going to be the last pod that I say.
Okay. All right.
I don't see this ending well, dude. Russell Westbrook, dude. Okay, here's the thing, and let's just go to an unwritten rule real quick and talk about this real quick. Okay, so the ball gets stolen. He goes in for a dunk. Do you see anything wrong with that?
It didn't bother me at the time. Do you have an issue with the dunk? It didn't bother me because I know there was like 2 seconds left. Most people dribble it out, but you steal it, and then you go up seven. That makes it three possession game. That ends it. No, I'm not, the game was already over.
But we've talked about this on this pod before. You know what? Be better. We talked about Tatis swinging at 0-3, hitting a grand slam. Or teams up by like 16 in baseball and they're still stealing, be better. If you're the Lakers, you just blew a 27 point lead?
26. But 26. Who's counting?
Yeah. I mean, anything after 20, it doesn't even matter at that point, right? But like, you know what? Be better. The guy stole the ball. He went in for a dunk. It's on his home court. Wants to give the fans a little something to go home excited about it a little bit more. Like, and I think it's funny. Westbrook gets all pissed off. No one else is pissed.
Like you were saying.
I didn't see anybody else come to his aid. I saw AD try to get in front of him just to be like, relax. But you looked at all the players that were on the court at the time. They're just kind of like standing over there like –
they're like, I mean, sometimes people just end this game already. Yeah, they're like, we just blew a 26 point lead, so it was frustration. Yeah. He was just frustrated. I get that.
Do you hit the panic button yet with Russell Westbrook? Because you know
what? No.
He had a quadruple double, and that quadruple was turnovers.
I know. I saw that. I was like, damn, does he have 10 steals? Dude, can I go quantu? Dude, get a freaking, that could be the first in history.
Man. It's peaks and, I think that's what I'm
peaks and valleys
right
with that guy. Peaks and valleys. It's going to be what he has the highest ceiling ever. When he played, does good rush, you're like, dude, this guy's the best player in the league. Mm-hmm. Then you have games like that where it's turning it over, shooting too much.
Yep.
I don't know, man.
And you said there's a reason why he couldn't play with Durant.
Is this something
all of us NBA fans just want to ignore and just he's on the Lakers, everything's cool now, we got all these big names in the Lakers. We can't ignore this. Like, we cannot ignore this. I don't know. It's if it quacks like a duck, walks like a duck, it's probably a duck. And I worry that we're just trying to sugarcoat this, but I think it's not going to end well.
Yeah, man, because first half we're watching, they're doing lobs, they're doing all that. And the second half, AD and Westbrook are just shooting jumpers. Like, oh, the game's over. Dude, that's – Westbrook just settles for jumpers. When we watch, we're like, dude, just go to the hoop. Mm-hmm. AD, we're talking the playoffs last year. It's like, why is this guy – I know he's a good mid-range. Obviously, he could do it all. But, dude, go get down – I don't know, man.
And I think we have him now playing in the position that he wants to be playing in or that he thrives in.
Yeah. Even though I don't like DeAndre Jordan as our starting center, I know.
I don't either. I don't think he's starting caliber right now on this team, but
this is not going to be our set rotation because look, we still got none out.
LeBron gets back.
None, Tucker, LeBron should be back Friday. Mm-hmm. And Ariza is still out. And who's, and Ellington. So, I mean, we're throwing.
I hope Frank knows what he's doing.
A lot of people want him. I was reading Twitter. A lot of people want him done after last night's game. I was like, relax. It's only five games.
It's not time to give Westbrook the exit stage left either.
Even though this is what he does in his career, peaks and valleys, bro.
But see, that's the thing. Westbrook has a history of this. Frank, I think, still deserves a little bit more time because he's got so many guys that are not even on the court right now. You got LeBron out there looking like what's his name, Angus from AC/DC with his little hat and sweater and his schoolboy shorts.
Yeah.
So he's not even on the court yet. But so Frank, everybody needs to get off Frank right now. Frank's
and,
not the issue.
And people are like worried about the defense, but we knew this. We in the offseason, we got rid of our best defenders to four shooters.
Yep.
So we're gonna have to win high scoring games. Dude,
What is defense all about? What is basketball all about? Legs. Defense, you got to have legs come the fourth quarter. Shooting, you got to have legs come the fourth quarter. Yeah. If these older guys don't have the legs come the fourth quarter, I'm worried that we're not going to have the legs come game.
So there's no excuse after last night. No excuse last night. Even if it's a second after a back-to-back, no LeBron, none of these guys. AD and Westbrook should be able to be an OKC team. I can only name three players that I know.
Dude, OKC, they might finish last, right?
Lou Dort, Shaw. Say Alexander SGA, I'll just call him SGA. That guy's a beast. I feel bad for him that he's on that team. And then Derek Favors. Those three, I can't name anyone else. Dude, they might not win another game for a month.
Dude, and to be honest, even the San Antonio game was too close for comfort. We shouldn't have gotten overtime against San Antonio. Like, come on, let's be real here. You know, so, Tony Parker's not coming out of the dressing room to put up 30 on us. Like
every guard has killed us, and that's gonna be an issue all year. Dude, oh, what's the guy? Deontay Murray on Spurs. What did he drop? 30. Mm-hmm. Morant, 40. SGA last night, 27. This is going to be an issue all year.
Here's the thing. Okay, we're coming home. Travel day. We come home. We got the Cleveland, Cavs. I think.
We just beat the Clippers
on Friday night. Yeah. But we got it with Cleveland. If we lose to Cleveland in the Staples Center, what do we do?
There's no panic, Ben, because it's not like college. Like, one loss, you're like, oh, shit. But It's how do you blow a 20? I just don't get it.
And you know what? Watch, we'll win the next game by 20 against a team that we probably shouldn't even be. Oh, maybe not Cleveland, but who is our next big real tough opponent that we have?
I think it's Blazers or Heat in a week or something. Or like
we got Rockets, Thunder. Okay, at Portland.
Yeah,
at Portland next Saturday. That's a decent one.
And then against
Heat looked great the other night against Brooklyn. So
but I don't know. So early in the season, no panic button, dude. The Suns are 1-3. The Nets look like they suck, but it's all we'll get better as the time goes on. This is not going to be our rotation, but
I completely agree. It is early, but I am saying, end of November, come December, that might not be early anymore. Then
I have a feeling we're going to see a lot of this. Maybe not blowing 26 point leads, but there's going to be a lot of frustrating losses where like they just start. I don't know. It's I don't know, man.
This episode is the Shaq episode.
Yeah,
and right now we're behind in the standings to the Sacramento Kings. Like we can't. Gosh. That can't be.
Oh yeah, Harrison Barnes, game winning three last night. We could use Shaq right now.
Yeah, I would take Shaq right now. How old's Shaq right now? I don't even know how old is Shaq right now.
I don't know. That guy's a legend.
He is a legend. Props to Shaq.
Dude, we gave it was 41-19 after the first quarter. And they scored 123. So they give up 104 points in three quarters.
When you put it that way, it sounds so much worse, does it not?
Hey, can we talk about Mel a little bit?
Oh, please. You know what? I will never not want to talk about Mel.
He's never going
to
play this much 30 minutes because obviously we're injured. There's four guys out that should be. Yeah. But dude, he's playing 30 minutes. So after that 28 point game, he scored 4 points. And then 13 last night.
13 last night and 31 minutes.
Yeah, 1-for-8 from three. There's no reason he should be playing 30 minutes. That's ridiculous.
No, but you're right. That's why I give Frank a break. The injuries right now.
Oh, I know. And then did you also see we had three chances at tying the game? Westbrook, Brick, not surprised. Yeah, he's wide open too. They're getting to give him that all day. And then a Malik Monk ISO. He's a catch and shoot. They set up an ISO for him. And then you saw Melo, right? The steal, and then
we expect the Westbrook one because we know Westbrook he's going to shoot the ball a million times a game. I mean, that's got to change once we get our full lineup in there. Once LeBron's in there, he can't be shooting that many times a game.
Malik Monk ISO is not what we want. Not that we should have drawn up after a timeout.
Right? No, but I mean, if he's a catch and shoot, I mean, he should be hitting that. But I mean, yeah, I agree. I don't know who.
And then Melo, that's his shot. It's been his whole career. He's wide open. Airball?
Mm-hmm.
I know it's just one game. Who cares? I mean, it's just going back to LeBron coming back, and how are LeBron and Westbrook supposed to do? They're not. Westbrook's not good off the ball without having the ball, and then LeBron needs the ball. He's not good. How is this going to work,
dude? You're asking the million-dollar question that I've been asking for the past few months. I don't know. I don't know how this is going to work. This is why I'm worried. This is why I'm nervous. Again, my finger's going towards the panic button. I'm not pressing it yet, but I'm getting the panic button ready.
I was listening to a pod. Legler said Westbrook only said 12 off the ball screens last year. He said Curry does
whole
that.
Season?
That's what he said. Maybe it's not. And he says that Curry does that once a game because obviously he can work without the ball and this. And that.
Yeah.
Westbrook, what's LeBron going to do if he has the ball? We find him in the corner. He's going to miss. They're going to. He's not an off-the-ball guy. He needs the ball. So does LeBron.
He's going to be taken out of the game, I feel like. He's going to be on the court, but I feel like he's not going to find himself in the rhythm of the game at all.
Here's this move. What if this won't happen because he's a star in the league? What if we do like a six-man with Westbrook and have him on the floor without LeBron? And then, you know what I mean? But he'll never accept that role. He'll never accept
The thing. He's not going to accept the role. I actually like the idea. You bump Carmelo down to like an eighth man off the bench.
Yeah.
I actually kind of agree with that. I think it's weird, but no, no.
They won't do that.
You don't go get a Westbrook to have him come off the bench. You know?
I know.
He's got to start. It's not going to happen.
I totally agree. I'm not saying bench him, but I just don't know how him and LeBron are going to work. But you said if anyone can work with LeBron, if anyone knows how to work with a player, it's LeBron. He knows how to work with stars. Always has, but.
It does, but that the other player has to just shut up and listen to LeBron. That's the only way it works, you know.
It's gonna be. It's gonna be an exciting season for sure. Whether
it's gonna be good drama,
definitely.
It's gonna be good drama. Man. But here's the other thing about that game. So you get the Thunder. The Thunder come back from 26 down. You know that they're feeling hot. They're feeling high. The Thunder got. At the Warriors this Saturday.
Circle that. Hammer the Warriors.
Exactly. That's what I was about to ask. What do you take in that game?
Oh, my God.
I mean, no line yet.
No line yet?
No line yet. I'm not finding one right now. But, I mean, you got to take the Warriors, right?
Oh, dude, that's –
Warriors by a million?
Unless they're thinking like the Lakers are thinking, oh, we're playing the Thunder. They might only win 10 games all year. But
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I like the Warriors in that game big time. You know, that's prime for a letdown of the Thunder.
We'll add that when we do Action of the Year, and we'll add that to our NBA bonus. Warriors, whatever the spread is.
I like it. Blind bet it. We're blind betting NBA in the first week. We have issues.
The Lakers, no panic button. Brutal loss.
We got time.
We got
R-E-L-A-X.
Oh, no, I agree. But it's unbelievable. That's crazy. Before we get into Action of the Urinal, did you see what – I don't want to get canceled by PETA anytime soon, but you see what they said today?
No. Clue me in.
They said you can no longer call it the bullpen. It's offensive to cows.
That's a funny one, bro. They need to call it, right?
They need to call it the arm pen. Go look on Twitter right now.
Oh no, that can't. I'm not saying you're wrong. I just cannot. I don't want to get into it. What have we become? What are we becoming? I don't want to. We're not trying to get political here, but
it's not even politics at this point.
That is a joke. That's just a joke. You can't call it the bullpen.
They said arm pen. Can you call it the arm pen?
Spot where relievers warm up. Can you say that? I don't know.
But we talk about the Dodgers.
Dodgers bullpen
a lot. So it's next armpen. Year we're gonna have to say arm pen all year next year.
Who's coming out of the arm pen for us? Is Kelly gonna be back? Who's coming? You know, we need a good arm out of the arm pen.
Are we signing Kenley? We need him for our arm pen. We need him.
Oh man, I refuse. That's where I might draw the line. I refuse. I might still say bullpen. Forgive me. I'm just putting this out. There's a disclaimer right now.
You might be canceled.
All right, I'll be in the arm pen if you need me.
What about the? We could go on. What about what's wrong with the cockpit? How come they don't cancel that?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I saw that on Twitter.
That's very male.
I don't know. What's going on? Someone else said Eagle and might as well cancel Eagle and Birdie. These things I'm reading on Twitter. I'm not making this up, but these are funny.
Those are fantastic.
Yeah, I know. I don't know, man.
That's fantastic. Oh my, let's just cancel everything. You know what? Let's just cancel everything.
Let's just start over.
Yeah. Let's start over. Let's just have civilization start over from scratch.
Oh man. The good thing is what I'm reading, I think everyone thinks like we do. There's like, no, we're not changing the bullpen name. No. No one's been offended by it. It's been baseball's how long has the baseball been around?
Fucking exactly. Exactly. But again, I get it. You know what? How long the Washington Redskins been around? How long the Cleveland Indians been around? So true. Eventually, you know, I don't know, a Dodger will be offensive at some point.
I think some cow came out like super Karen was like, dude, this has got to end. This I'm tired of hearing bullpen.
It was probably those damn Chick-fil-A cows that are right and eat more chicken on things. It was probably those damn cows.
Yeah. God damn. Well, they're probably going to win.
This is why we can't have nice things.
They're probably going to win. We're going to have to change the armband soon. You know that.
That'll be the day. That'll be the day.
Anyways, let's talk about our highlight of every week.
Let's go.
The action at the urinal.
Give the people what they want.
We're coming off. College, not great. Not great.
You know what I just want? You know what I want? You know, this might be the last pod we do for the month of October because October's ending in a couple days here. I just want one. Can I get one November wish that I just want to be hot in college and NFL the same week? It's like I go undefeated in college. I can't win a game in NFL. I go undefeated in NFL. I can't win a college game. Like, this is the story of my life.
Hey, that's a life.
I'll be in the arm pen.
That's a life of a degenerate, bro. And props, thanks for James for coming on. Dude, he did well.
Did he go solid?
I think he was all definitely right. Over five. Yeah, he well above 500. Good for James.
All right. Don't fade James. Don't fade James.
Dude, don't fade James. Text him. Hit him up on IG for his locks this weekend.
Which reminds me, we haven't got a degenerate pick from Meredith in a while. We haven't had Meredith reach out on the degenerate line. We're going to get a Meredith pick on here soon.
Yeah, I will get him on soon for a celebrity guest pick. But where do you want to start, man?
You know what? I need to bounce back in college. I did go, I think, 0-3 last week in college.
Which is not like you. That means
you're not a great showing. Yeah, so I'm ready. So what is our college record? We are
34-24-2. So even with
34-24-2. Okay.
Even with the 2-4 week, dude, we're all right.
All right. So I'll get right at it right now. I'm going, you know what? I'm going right for the big boss. You know, I'm not dealing with the little games right now. I'm going right for the head of the snake.
Uh-huh.
Give me Tulane getting 26.5 at home against Cincinnati. Tulane does great at home. They're a covering machine at home. Cincinnati has played 3 road games so far. They have barely won all 3 of them. They've won all 3 of them by under 14 points. They're giving 26.5. Give me Tulane at home getting 26.5.
I like it. Yeah, they barely got by Navy. And, okay, well, I was looking at spots. Who'd Illinois just beat?
Illinois just beat
Penn State.
Whiskey?
Penn State.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
8 overtimes?
Ohio State. That's right.
Okay, well, they're stupid home. Overtime. They're at home facing Rutgers. Rutgers favored by -1.5. Give me Rutgers all day. Every day.
God, you got such great – where do you find these great spots, dude? I feel like I'm the trends guy and you're the spots trends, guy.
I'm spots, there's, dude.
Just, oh, I love that. God, I got to start thinking that way.
It doesn't always work, but when it works 66% of the time.
Yeah. All right, so I gave you Tulane getting the points at home against Cincy, another one that I really like. And you know what? I'm going back to my roots because if you remember earlier in this college football season, I was giving you locks from left field
on some of these teams
and I was hitting them. So here I am again. I gave you Tulane. I'm going the North Texas Mean Green. North Texas Mean Green getting 2.5 at Rice. Rice is terrible at home. I believe they're like 1-14 as a home favorite in their last 3 or 4 years. Rice is terrible at home. North Texas Mean Green getting 2.5 points.
I love it. Looking at letdown spots again. Pitt just beat Clemson. That was probably the Super Bowl, even though Clemson is not as good this year. I get that. But I know the U, no one likes the U. They suck this year, but they're getting 9.5 on the road. give me the points with the U on at Pitt. I think the little bit of letdown spot from Pitt. We'll see.
I can see it.
Yeah.
I can see it. I'm going interesting one here. I'm going Purdue getting 7.5 at Nebraska. Purdue is 10-2 as a road dog in their last 12. We've talked about this before. I don't think anything of Nebraska. Scott Frost made a big mistake, I thought, a couple years ago when he left Central Florida to go to his alma mater, Nebraska. It hasn't paid off well. I don't think Nebraska's that good at all. Give me Purdue getting 7.5 at Nebraska. They're 10-2 as a road dog at their last 12. Purdue getting the points.
I like it. And we got give me Texas plus 2.5 at Baylor. I think I think they're too good offensively. I think they could beat Baylor. That's a it's gonna be a hell of a game, but I think
it's Texas gonna be a great game.
From McConaughey, right.
I actually like that because those schools are a bigger rival than people expect or people think. They're only an hour and a half away from each other. I think Waco to Austin, so going to be a great game. I can see the over in that. It's not one of my locks, but I can see that
one
game
of your leans.
Over as well.
One of your leans.
For my leans. Another one I'm going here. This is my last lock, and I'm going to give one other lean and a little fishy line that I saw. My last lock is I'm going Colorado State getting 2.5. At home against Boise State. Boise State has not looked good lately. I know they had that win over BYU, but they have lost 3 of their last 4 outright, and they haven't covered a spread in a while. I like Colorado State getting the points at home. I think this is a perfect spot for Colorado State to bounce back. Colorado State getting 2.5 at home against Boise State.
There you go. And you okay, so my last pick, you're going to be in Arizona?
I am. I will be
in Arizona. Are you going to be at the game?
I am going to the game, going to ASU versus Wazoo.
Well, that's my pick. Arizona State, minus 17, off a bye and off a loss.
I got to take it then. I'll take it since I'll be there.
I think they win 21 or more, by 21 or more. Dude, Wazoo's not good. Dude, Herm's going to have them ready.
Love Herm.
Their loss and a bye.
Don't hit send.
He's used to bye weeks in the NFL, dude. He's going to have this team ready, I think.
Yep.
I think they win. I think it's a blowout, especially you'll be there. So,
yeah, game on. I'm going to give you a couple little quick hits here on college football. This one's not a lock. I can't take it because I just can't bet on Notre Dame on this. I think they're playing North Carolina. I actually like Notre Dame to cover. I like it. I think they cover easily, but I'm not taking it as a lock. It's actually at Notre Dame against North Carolina. Another lean that I have is Indiana getting 5.5 at Maryland. Very small lean. Actually, I take it back. Just ignore I said that. Another one that I do like, though, a lot is Boston College getting 6.5 at Syracuse. Boston College is 15-4-1 as a road dog since 2013. I don't think this is the first time Syracuse has been favored, I want to say, in like 4 or 5 years at home. So give me BC.
Probably
getting the points.
Last time they were favored with McNabb played, right?
Melo might have been there, too. Melo might have been at Syracuse also.
Go.
I got one quick fishy line here. This is the fishiest of fishy lines in college football this week. Iowa getting 3.5 points at Wisconsin doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. And I'm just going to give you a couple quick stats right here. 2 times this year has a top 10 team been a underdog at an unranked team. Last week, Oregon. At UCLA, Oregon won outright. Last week, Oklahoma State covered as an underdog.
Yep.
I was getting 3.5 as a top 10 at a unranked team. Real quick stat here. It's happened 10 times since 2004. The ranked underdog team is 9-1 against the spread in all 10 of those games. Give me Iowa getting 3.5 at Wisconsin just to follow that trend. Really fishy line.
That I don't even care what the over under is. That has under written all over it, dude. That's a lock.
Right. Right. Yeah, Wisconsin might not score double digits. That game might be 17-9.
Yeah. The under is looking great in that game. Do you want to discuss that Michigan? We can just discuss these games real quick. Any leans on Michigan State?
You know what? I want to lean Michigan State, but I did see some stats that are not in Michigan State's favor here, some trends that were not in Michigan State's favor. I think Harbaugh has faced Michigan State 6 times now in his career. He's 3-3 against the spread against Michigan State, but Michigan State going against an undefeated team, I want to say, is like not good. So I'm going to stay away. I think that is the marquee game of the week. I think a lot of people are not giving Michigan State enough respect. You haven't heard about them a lot. So it could be a dangerous
game. Has Harbaugh ever won a big game with Michigan yet?
I feel like
this could be it.
State
this,
once.
I don't think he has, dude. I don't know. This could be it. This could be it.
It's either been once or never.
I would go on the never. I can't remember a good win by him. And then
I'm actually surprised he's still there, to be honest.
Me too. How is he not? Yeah. And then everyone gave up on him last year and he's still there. And now they're undefeated.
And nobody's really talking about either one of those schools. So
I know. And then the other one, Georgia minus 14 at Florida. Florida, any chances of upset, dude?
I think so. I actually liked this game a lot last week, but then I found out that both of them were on a bye this past week, so neither one of them played this past week. This is a game that I think Florida gets up for. Every single year, Florida circles this game on their calendars. The world's largest outdoor cocktail party. It's the Florida-Georgia line rivalry. I think Florida could keep this close. I wanted to actually go with Florida getting the points. It's on a neutral field, but I've been saying this whole entire time, Georgia's the best team in the country, so I can't really.
Yeah, we got to stick with that. I mean, what's his name? Dan Mullen, right? Florida coach. Yeah, he's off of, but that guy's unbelievable. And they gave Bama, they covered against Bama. I don't think they could cover against Florida, but you said it's neutral field. Okay, so.
Neutral field. It's always played in Jacksonville, halfway between. It's kind of in the middle.
That's good. Shit, man. Upset alert. I don't know. We got to stick with Georgia. We like them all year.
If you want an upset alert, I'll give you a little upset alert. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I didn't put it in my locks. I didn't even put it in my leans, but I'm just going to say, do not be surprised if Texas Tech beats Oklahoma. Just saying, don't be shocked. You heard it here first. Not taking it, but Oklahoma always has a letdown game like this, and this is where that spot is. Watch out for Texas Tech.
I like it. All right, let's get into the NFL where we're
– NFL, big boys. Let's go. We're making a comeback.
Yeah, we're – what are we? 11-19?
11-19 is not better than what we were. No, 12-19. 14-19?
12-19.
12-19.
We told the fans we'll be back over 500 when it's all
said. We're getting there. We're getting there. We gave you Bengals.
You gave them 2-0,
Lions.
Yeah, Bengals and Lions, dude. Hopefully you tailed. James gave you – Raiders, he gave you – what else did he give? He gave – dude, James had all the locks too.
Yeah, he came through.
Let's see. Where do you want to start, dude?
I got two. I only got two this week. I got one that I really like, and then the other one I kind of had to fish for. I'll give the one that I kind of fished for first. The Bears just got blown out. They got embarrassed. They left Fields in there. I thought they should have taken them out just to preserve some confidence. I think after a team gets blown out like that, I think they're pissed off. I think they bounce back. They're at home. I don't think much of the Niners. I really don't think much of the Niners. Bears are getting 4 at home. Give me the Bears getting 4 at home against the Niners. Bears just lose by 3.
Yeah, just lose by 3. One I love. Pats just beat Jets 54-13, right?
Correct.
Now they got to travel to West Coast. I know Chargers won't have – there'll probably be more Boston fans. I'll give them that. But Chargers off a bye, favored by 5. This is a great spot for the Chargers. I see them by winning by a touchdown or more. It's the best spot they'll ever get, I think. I mean, we'll see. But I know Belichick, fucking guy. But I like the Chargers minus 5.5.
I actually love the Chargers too. I stayed away from that game, but I think it's a good call. It's a safe call. You know me, I don't like taking chalk, so that's why I stayed away from that one. My other lock, the other one that I really like, I do like the Texans getting 14.5 at home against the Rams. And we had the Lions against the Rams last week. I'm taking against the Rams again this week. Give me the Texans getting 14.5 in Houston.
Nice. And then give me Jags.
Ooh,
Jags.
I'm never taking the Jags again.
I'm back on the train. I think Trevor Lawrence keeps improving. This is off a bye. The dust settled with no one's talking about Urban anymore. Mm-hmm. It's plus 3.5. Dude, Geno's still, as long as Geno's still playing for the Seahawks, dude, give me the points with Jags all day.
It's an interesting one. It's getting 3.5.
They're getting 3.5. I like him off by Geno. Dude, they're short week for Seattle, too. They just play Monday night.
True.
Give me Jags.
All right. All right, after this, are you if they burn lose, you again? Yeah,
no more.
If they burn you again. Survivor, do we got to talk, I got a couple more. No, oh, I'm done. Oh, okay. Go for yours.
Fish. Okay. Well, give me what's the spread on that Vikings? It might have changed.
Right now I got Minnesota -2.5.
Give me Minnesota -2.5. You know, the public loves the Cowboys and they're going to be like, what? Cowboys game +2.5 Sunday night. They're 6-1. Mm-hmm. Give me Kirk Cousins all day, even though he sucks in primetime, but give me Kirk Cousins and the
Vikings.
Ballsy.
What's up with Dak going to play? There's all these rumors and questions about Dak.
I saw that today. That came out of nowhere. But he said he said if it was a playoff game, he would play through it. But this, what's he saying?
There's questions.
Obviously, if he doesn't play, then it's off the board. We're not going to count nullified. But if he ends up playing, then – and then – oh, yeah, before we get into what we talked about last pod, we'll talk about it, right? Give me – well, here's the Lions win. You heard it here first. Lions win their first game in the series, season. Money line. Lions money line.
I don't hate it.
This is it. Now or never. Lions, come on.
I don't hate it. I actually think they could beat the Eagles. I think I'm with you. I think they could beat the Eagles.
This is their best chance. This is their best
chance. This is their best chance. Yeah. This is their best chance. They got to win this game.
The only thing I don't like is that they're traveling back to Detroit and they pretty much put out their whole. The whole kitchen shelf against they did how many fake the puns Rams, so, yeah. Yeah, but this is it, bro. Lions money line, right?
This could be it. I'm with you. I'll sprinkle a little on that with you.
All right, okay, so we're done on picks, but go. Oh no, I'm gonna use this as my pick, and you might too. Are you gonna agree with me on this one?
I'm gonna agree with you, but I'm not gonna put it in my locks.
Okay, you won't put it in your locks.
I know where you're going.
Last pod, we said Titans are favored by one. That's the fishiest line. Titans just beat Chiefs and
that
Bills.
Was 4 days ago.
Yeah. Now the spread is -1.5. So they either listen to our pod or they listen to Vegas, which they always listen to Vegas. Now the Colts are favored by 1.5. So
yep.
I'm sticking with the Colts, man. I still think it's a weird line. Everyone's gonna take Titans in that one too. Fade the public, like we always say. Fade the public always. And
Caesars did take a $500,000 bet on Colts money line. I think
that's not public,
today.
Right? That's got to be one of the. That's got to be what's that guy? So, Jimmy,
Jimmy the Greek.
Jimmy the Greek, dude. It's got to be
Jimmy the Greek. Mattress Mac are the same person. Never seen him in different places at the same time. So, yeah,
we'll see, man. But then our Titans are just gonna keep rolling. Maybe they'll just keep rolling.
Yeah, the Titans look solid right now.
Yeah,
Titans look decent. But yeah, that is a very fishy line. We called that fishy line earlier in the week. To swing that much, I don't know what's going on there. I think Vegas is telling you they don't know what the hell's going on. They want 50% of the money on both sides. So
of course, which they're gonna get now. Survivor, dude, it's tricky because Bengals look so good against the Ravens. I could see a letdown because they're playing Mitch White. And it's a young team, and they're riding high now. They think they're all good, but at the end of the day, it's still the Bengals. They could easily. Would you be surprised if the Bengals lost to the Jets?
I would.
Any other year, would you be surprised?
No. Any other year, of course not. They're double digit favorites. That's the thing. I don't see them losing that game.
Okay, so it scares me, but I'm going to take Bengals. I cannot take the Chiefs right now. I know they're home against Giants. I cannot take them. Whether they're going to bounce back, maybe they will, maybe the offense will, but I can't take them right now. Who do you like?
So funny enough, I have not taken the Chiefs once yet this year, so I'm going to waste it on the Chiefs this year.
And
this week, I haven't taken the Chiefs. I'm looking back, I have not taken the Chiefs.
Are you a little nervous?
I'm a little nervous. I think on prime time, I think Mahomes is going to show up. I think the Giants are not that good, obviously. I think Mahomes, this has to be a game that they win easily. If they have any chance at bouncing back their season, they have to win this game.
I totally agree. I think they do. I just couldn't. It was between Chiefs and Bengals, but for how bad the Jets have looked, I just got to go with –
yeah, I'm saving somebody who plays the Jets for down the road because I'm gonna need that one in my back pocket.
Yeah.
So I'm going Chiefs this week.
Well, hopefully we just keep surviving, dude. Right?
Yeah, we're still alive into week 8. This is actually I've
surviving in advance. I know. Yeah, dude. I think the last 2 years I've lost in the second week.
Yep.
Well, yep. Dude, that's the Diesel episode.
That's good.
We got Lakers after. I mean, we'll come back Monday. We'll talk Lakers. No, when do you get back?
I'll be back for Monday.
Okay, so there'll be two Laker games. Do we even discuss that other? What's that baseball thing going on right now that we haven't even brought? I don't even want to talk about it. Do you?
No, but I am following that Mattress Mac bet. I'm interested in that.
It's 1-1 going back to Atlanta, and
I know
Morton's out, and Freed's getting shelled. So Braves have no pitching, so they're gonna have to rely on their bats the rest of the series.
Which they could. They could. We just felt the wrath of that right now.
I know. And Altuve, fucking Altuve, man. Huh? That guy. I know he's cheated, but dude, that guy might go down as one of the best postseason hitters, maybe of all time. Top 10.
Can't stand him. I know.
But he comes through. Him. He always comes through.
So I don't even want to talk about him. I'm sorry.
I brought it up. But
let's end this on a good note.
Hey, so we have some Atlanta fans and Houston fans that listen to the pod, probably, right? So we got to throw it out there. Yeah.
Definitely. But, I mean, you got the Dirty Birds hat on right now.
Oh, I know. Oh, I'm wearing it so they don't get cursed. Well, yeah, dude, you know, here's the curse of Atlanta sports. Georgia loses and Atlanta loses game four. And
Georgia loses. That's why.
That might happen Saturday.
The number one team in the country right now playing their rival. So who knows?
And then Braves go down 3-1 or something. That could happen. I would not be surprised if it's Atlanta sports. So Saturday, be on the lookout, Atlanta fans. I hope it's the other way around.
Yeah. Do something, Atlanta. Get the good juju going. Come on.
Yeah, bring out Maddox. Please. Have Maddox throw the first pitch or something.
Seriously. You got Smoltz calling the games. Come on. Smoltz in the box.
We'll be back Monday. Have fun in Arizona. Hopefully, let's go undefeated. Let's go.
I like it. I think we can do it this week. I love it.
If not, you were a starter, but you're going to go back to the arm pen.
I'm going to the arm pen, and I'm bringing Russell Westbrook with me to the arm pen. He needs a timeout right now.
Perfect. All right, later, brother.
All right, later.